From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Lori London reporting. Just as world leaders arrive for a United Nations summit in New York, two bombings rock the city. Mayor Bill de Blasio says they're using all measures to keep residents and visitors safe.
You should know you will see a very substantial NYPD presence this week, bigger than ever. We would normally have an expanded presence for the United Nations General Assembly. You will see an even stronger presence now.
The New York blast came hours after a pipe bomb exploded in a trash bin in a New Jersey beach town Saturday, 135 kilometers away, forcing the cancellation of a charity foot race involving thousands of runners. No one was hurt, and de Blasio and Cuomo have said there's no evidence linking the two incidents. A spokesman says the United Nations is assessing security in the wake of an explosion in New York's Chelsea district as the organization prepares to host world leaders arriving for the General Assembly. President Obama is continuing to make his case for electing Hillary Clinton. Speaking at the annual dinner of the Congressional Black Caucus Foundation in Washington Saturday night, Obama stressed the importance of voting in November.
Realize everything we stand for is at stake. All the progress we've made is at stake in this election. My name may not be on the ballot, but our progress is on the ballot.
Obama said he would personally be insulted if the African-American community did not turn out and vote in November. Hillary Clinton spoke at the same dinner just before Obama, where she was honored for becoming the first woman to receive the presidential nomination of a major party. You're listening to Voice of America in Washington. The fragile ceasefire in Syria appeared to be unraveling Sunday as rebel positions in Aleppo came under aerial attack Sunday, killing at least eight people, as world leaders gathered for that General Assembly in New York. This violation comes amid heightening tensions between the United States and Russia after a raid by the American-led coalition killed dozens of Syrian soldiers on Saturday. The Russian Defense Ministry said U.S. jets killed more than 60 Syrian soldiers in four airstrikes. Moscow called for a special meeting of the U.N. Security Council to address the strikes. U.S. Ambassador Samantha Power said Moscow's request for the meeting was a stunt, while her Russian counterpart accused the U.S. of violating agreements that it would not target army positions. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry, meanwhile, dismissed Russian accusations Sunday during an interview with CNN. Kerry instead pinned the blame on Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. Kerry said Assad's government is blocking humanitarian aid from reaching some of Syria's hardest-hit areas and has continued the violence. The United States, Japan, and South Korea on Sunday roundly condemned North Korea's recent nuclear test and called for tough new measures to further isolate the communist state. Meeting on the sidelines of the UN General Assembly, Secretary of State John Kerry and the Japanese and South Korean foreign minister said the North Korean test earlier this month would not go unanswered. The test was North Korea's fifth, and along with recent ballistic missile launches, has been widely criticized as destabilizing to regional and international security. Kerry said the U.S. remains deeply committed to its mutual defense obligations with Japan and South Korea. And at the weekend box office in the United States,
Texas 1549, if we can get it for you. Do you want to try to land runway 13?
We are unable. We may end up in the Hudson.
This was not a crash. This was dual engine loss at a lower altitude than any jet in history, with 155 souls on board.
Cactus 1549, it's going to be left traffic, runway 31.
Unable.
Okay, what do you need to land?
No one has ever trained for an incident like that.
1549, runway 4 is available.
I don't think we can make any runway.
Well, the dramatization of The Miracle on the Hudson, directed by actor Clint Eastwood and starring Tom Hanks as Captain Chesley Sully Sullenberger, remained at number one in U.S. theaters for the second week, bringing in $22 million. A trio of newcomers failed to fly close to the haul earned by Sully. I'm Lori London in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.